This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 16, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The Experimental Aircraft Association has caught a huge break in a lawsuit which forever altered the relationship between the organization and regional fly-ins. Aero News has reviewed and verified as accurate documents dated October 13th from the Court of Appeals of the State of Washington, and they show a controversial ruling against EAA and the Northwest EAA fly-in, stemming from a July 1999 takeoff accident during Arlington's fly-in, has been overturned on appeal. The last line reads, quote, "We reverse the judgment in favor of Corbett and remand for entry of judgment in favor of NWEAA and EAA," unquote. As ANN reported, a Snohomish County Superior Court jury awarded $10.5 million to the family of Don Allen Corbett, the pilot who died July 7, 1999, in an accident at the Northwest EAA fly-in. The National Transportation Safety Board report blamed, quote, "the pilot's excessive climb rate, which led to his failure to maintain an airspeed above stalling speed," unquote. If the latest complaint against the FAA by the National Air Traffic Controllers Association is accurate, it provides a chilling indictment of the rate at which the agency is trying to bring trainees up to speed in air traffic control facilities nationwide. The FAA is looking into claims made by a controller in Jacksonville, Florida, that several airliners were rerouted Saturday to test the skills of an ATC trainee, bringing those planes close to thunderstorms in the process. The Associated Press reports a preliminary investigation by the agency shows four flights bound for Orlando International Airport were indeed rerouted into airspace near Savannah, Georgia. When asked for comments by the Associated Press, the FAA said it has, quote, "strict training guidelines which do not permit rerouting flights nor inconveniencing pilots or the flying public," unquote. The three airlines whose flights were allegedly put in harm's way had no comment. Citing difficult times and an expected $2 billion loss in the Indian aviation industry this fiscal year, Jet Airways announced yesterday it's going to cut back its winter schedule by 15%. About 800 flight attendants will be the first to be furloughed, with an estimated 1,100 additional employees to follow later. Jet Airways stressed that the layoffs have nothing to do with the announcement this week of a planned alliance with its domestic rival, Kingfisher Airlines. Both Jet and Kingfisher had earlier said their alliance would, quote, "significantly rationalize and reduce costs with immediate effect," unquote. Australia's Transport Safety Bureau says a Qantas Airbus A330 that suddenly dropped hundreds of feet last week over Western Australia, injuring 20 on board, was the victim of neither turbulence nor interference from a passenger's computer. Both had been earlier theorized. ATSB says instead it has discovered a fault in the aircraft's flight data computer, which caused the autopilot to shut off. Bloomberg reports that Airbus immediately issued an alert Tuesday after the ATSB issued its preliminary report, advising operators of A330s and A340s to be aware of an apparent glitch in air data computers manufactured by Litton Industries, a subsidiary of Northrop Grumman. A330s and A340s equipped with Honeywell air data computers appear not to be subject to the problem, according to the ATSB. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A Wisconsin prosecutor says a settlement is in the works for Patty Wagstaff. The NTSB discusses early clues in the crash of a TV news helicopter. And an Aero medic is killed by contact with a rotor blade during a mountain rescue. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, what impact will the shutdown of Dayjet have on the fledgling Very Light Jet segment? We'll hear answers to this and other pointed questions from Eclipse Aviation's Michael McConnell and executives of other companies on the VLJ panel from NBAA. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.